Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and it is a beautiful, beautiful day. And I'm so excited that you're sharing it with us. I have two special people on board with me today. I have Rob A. Rob, are you here?
Yes, loud and clear from the moon.
Nice.
I was the Canadian they sent up there.
Nice. I'm so glad it was you. We were hoping was you. Could you go up there and kick some ass? I'm sorry. I used my word already.
Oh,
dang.
Oh, geez. Coming out swinging.
Sunshine's coming in hot. Yeah. Shane, are you here with us?
I am here. I love using all these swear words. The English language is swear words, right?
That's pretty much what it is, right? It's all swear
words. We might as well just be quiet and just listen to everyone's thoughts.
That's what we're at
on this journey, right?
Right. Oh my goodness. Yeah, Rob, I'm glad you're going up to the moon. Why don't you get them straightened out and take over the helm, would you?
Yeah, you know, it's
funny
because I always like, you know, when you I don't know if you heard the track on the mix that I sent you, but there was the artist made a track called, and it's called The Moon, and the lyrics are, and I didn't really realize how profound the lyrics were probably the first time I heard it, because I liked, you know, it musically, not because of the
beat,
vocals in it, but it talks about, it's called The Moon, and it goes, the man on the moon, and it asks, you know, like basically saying, do you mind if we speak to the people on the earth and speak to them about the place they call their home? And so it's kind of like, you know, whoever's on the moon isn't a good guy. And there's like a group of beings being like, you know, can you let us have a chat with them? Because you're hiding everything from them. And
wow.
I thought that was pretty interesting, you know?
It is interesting.
Yeah.
It's funny how much disclosure comes through music and Hollywood and movies. And I watched a show last night recommended to me by a friend. And it was Star Trek Next Generation. And it was... I'm probably going to get this wrong. Season 6, episode 6. And it was called, I think, True Q. And it was really good. And it opened up with a really cool manifestation scene. And it was a student from the academy that had been granted this opportunity to come and work on the Enterprise as like a grad student or, you know, an understudy. And she was working in medical. And she said something about, she was talking to number two, second in command. And she made a mention that she, like her mother referenced her as, you know, her and her zoo, because she always had all these animals and she had to leave her animals at home. The room that she was staying in was really big. And she goes, oh my gosh, I could have brought my dogs, you know, that kind of thing. And then after the door closes, when number two leaves, all of a sudden there's all these puppies running around on the floor, like poof, she manifested puppies. It was so cute. So I'm like, it was fun. It kind of makes you like go, okay, I got it. So
it's just that simple.
See,
it really is just that simple. So simple. It's so simple. Our human brains make it difficult. We create the limitations within our reality. We put it on how fast things flow to us, because we have all these human expectations and implants that have been put within us from the system. That it actually, that's part of removing the implant. So once you understand that and become aware of it, in my experience, then things start tend to move a little faster. So it can be fun, but it's also a transition for sure.
It is. That's interesting, because kind of what I wanted to talk about today, and we all can just jump in. We're transitioning, just for my listeners, I should probably say, we're transitioning from Sunshine's last 2 years of swimming through the mud on her way to ascension to more of, okay, if I keep talking about that, then I just keep looping it and I just keep staying in that loop. And I'm on my way. I'm out of there. So, you know, rinse the mud off, standing up, and let's move on to ascension. Let's move on, you know, further in the ascension process. And so kind of what I wanted to talk about today, we've mentioned before on the show, but Dolores Cannon has talked about that the timeline is going to eventually, it's going to split, and one will split from the other. And lower dimensional frequency will stay on the same path, and then higher dimensional frequencies will be the one that splits off and goes above or around, or I'm just using arrows just because that's kind of what the English language has. So there was a video I ran across that kind of talked about that, and I don't want to get into the mud of the video, all of the details of the video, because some of it could be a little frightening to some just because they try to do the fear thing. But I really sense that the shift is, it's here. There's a universal shift happening. And I just thought I'd bring it up to you guys and say, are you guys feeling it? Are you guys sensing it? What have you experienced? What are your synchronicities with it? And I'm just going to throw it out there and see what we've got. Let's let Source take it.
Take it away, Shane.
No, Rob, I want to hear what you have to say.
I just like, so first of all, I don't necessarily resonate with prophecies. So there's this ascension happening, and I see the similarities between the way different people speak about it, and there definitely is something happening, universal shift. Ron talked about it, Q did, Dolores. Everybody makes these prophecies, but all timelines are real. And they're all created, and it's really tricky because it's up to us. It's always up to us. If we, and that's, even Ron Amitron said that's the one thing that he found very difficult to understand for even for himself about how the light works. And I always appreciated his honesty because he worked with it, and he didn't always understand it per se, and he was honest about that. He didn't claim to have all the answers. He kind of stayed in his lane on most things, and I like that. And that's probably how the light works a little bit more now because, if one person had all the answers, then they become a messiah. Whereas if we're in silos, or they're, however it works, then there's a little bit more protection because then the bad guys, it's like they take out one and it's like, well, yeah, there's a whole army now this time. There's not just one person with all the power type thing. But he really spoke that about that it's very difficult for people to understand that the light is free will, free choice. And even so, it's tough for them to intervene because they can't. They like that's why the light only works in the now. So there's no prophecies, and that's why it takes so long. People don't understand to clean this up because they have to let the bad guys act first because that's a decision, And they can react afterwards or respond afterwards, but they don't because if they started kind of throwing the first punch, then they're in judgment, and Source has to be neutral. So it's like, that and that's really difficult. So all timelines are real. Which one do you want to be on? Like California's fallen into the ocean. My grandma was saying that to my father when he was like 20 years old, which would have been like 45 years ago or 30, 50 years ago, however many years ago. So all these things, they're all been recycling. They're all just different mind things, and we get sucked into it. They'll create whatever type of reality. That's the Matrix. The aliens will give you what you want. If you want to go down the rabbit hole of looking at that stuff, well, you're going to create it. And I think that's why Q said very specifically one time, he said, you don't know how deep the rabbit hole is or can be. So does it exist until you go create it? I can't prove to you that it does. It's like they make it. They're like, well, you want to see this? Well, then we'll fulfill that for you. So prophecies and things like that, I'm not a big fan of. I don't really understand per se how it works, but I definitely feel a shift in myself. I have since 2021. Things just no longer resonating, and like Shane said, it's not easy. Like if your whole life, my whole life is different, and you know that too, Sunshine. So there, it's that's the tough part is moving forward, but not looking back in doubt and regret and should I have stayed? Should I have done this? And eventually you realize that you had to, but man, it's not an easy process, and it gets easier and easier, but it gets tougher and tougher at first.
Agreed, Shane.
No, I can agree with some of that. But what I will say is, especially everyone listening, Rob, you, Sunshine, and everyone, from my experience, there's nothing wrong with thinking that you are special, that you can embody all forms of source energy, just like Jesus did. I think Jesus, the story of Jesus, he was trying to explain to us that we all have this power, and we all embody this source. We can all embody this source energy. Now, as far as timelines go, I think that we all have this calling, and it's all up to us to determine how fast we want to go on this journey. And And some like me, I've been on this journey for 8 years now, and every day I've been pounding it out to want to know more, to want to know more, to want to experience, to help understand what it is that I was experiencing. And I did any and everything that I could to try to find someone that could relate with me and what I was experiencing. And I seek it daily. And what we have to understand is because we seek it daily, we then start manifesting the answers daily. The seeds have been planted. Now we're watering them. And the way that you water the seeds is we have to go through the experiences in the moment that come across us without any reservation whatsoever, not being afraid to experience this, not being afraid to do this, because in those moments we can learn from them. Where I'm at now may be different than where Rob is at or where you're at, Sunshine, or other people listening. The number one thing that I will say for people that are listening is do not judge yourself on where you're at on this journey. You're right where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. I agree. That's something that oh, sorry, Rod, did you have something?
No, I'm just agreeing. I really love that. Like the self-judgment is probably the most difficult thing to overcome. You're going to have your family, obviously, and at the end of the day, it's like, well, who gives a shit? Like, and it sucks to lose your family or have a part, like break with or not. We all have family. We all understand what that means. But the hardest thing is to not judge yourself. And so when you find yourself out of the moment, what I've had written down this week was just return without delay, no self-judgment, just correction. So just return to the moment. And it's easy to like beat yourself up and things like that, but there's no point. It doesn't serve any purpose. So just return to the present moment. It was an experience. Moving on.
Right. That's something, going back to what you said, Shane, about just, walk your own walk, be your own person, don't beat yourself up. That's something that being on the radio and doing my show the past 2 years, I was really cognizant of the fact to constantly try to put, not constantly, to try to put out there, don't be sunshine, don't do what sunshine does. Do your thing, do your own thing. And go within to find out what your steps are. Go within to find out what your path is to get, across the bridge to ascension, those kind of things. So that really resonates with me. So thank you for saying that. And Rob, I so appreciate your input and your insight on this subject. It's kind of a deep one, but it's a good one for us to discuss because nobody's really out there talking about the meat and potatoes of, what is ascension and why is it here? And how come it's happening? And is it going to be like woo woo weird? And all of those things. And a lot of us that were raised in church were taught, the skies are going to open, Jesus is going to come through the clouds and come down, or, this bright light in the sky. And it's like none of that aligns because source is in you, it's within you. And so there are so many good people out there that are sitting at home in their latter years. I'm just going to pick on this particular demographic in their latter years, just waiting for Jesus to come save them. When they have everything, they've got the sweet, tender heart, they've got the giving heart, they've got all of that compassion, they've got a sweet spirit, but it's just that one little piece, that one little tweak that I want to get in there with like a Phillips screwdriver and just do a quarter turn, and just turn it just a little bit. To help them realize you could already be there. And I'm not talking about passing away. I'm talking about ascension while you're here. You can go play in the 5D or go play around and then you can come back and you can come back and help others. And so, that's where I'm aspiring to go. That's where my heart is. That's my excitement. And for me to be able to use this as a tool to reach the masses excites me. Excites me because I really want to make a difference down here. That's why we came. That's why we signed up for this crazy effed up
Well, and we have to ask ourselves too, depending, there's so much misinformation and stuff out there. That's why I really, really loved Ron's stuff. And like he had such a like I'm very skeptical when it comes to people, other people, and I'm pretty good at listening to tone and hearing if there's a carrier wave of negativity of people's voices and things like that, of what's their intention behind what they're saying? Is there, are they selling something? Are they pushing something? You know, everybody's yelling, telling, or selling. And so when you have to be very cognizant and aware of those three things, like why? Like if source is in you, that's why he always said source doesn't channel, it's in you. You don't, you know, like all anything channeling, it might be good information. Anybody getting channeling from, doesn't matter what, even if it's Jesus or Archangel Michael, it's an entity trying to manipulate you in some way because you have peace energy within you. You don't need any information outside yourself. And
That's
so
good.
that's the thing, is that there is a frequency, I think, that is here. So if the light ship, which is not a physical ship unless you go up on it, it's just a frequency. So it's an energy, it's source energy, right? And so the 5D is the trap. That's why the earth spirit is ascending to 8D. And even in light, there's no dimensions. There's just peace energy and non-duality. And so that's the way I look at it, that there is a frequency here, and that like those who understand what's going on, it, like sometimes I can hear it, or if you're in that peace energy, you realize what's happening. But I can hear kind of frequency shifts, you know, like when the TV's on, like some, and there's nothing on, you know what I mean? Like when you can hear that kind of like that high pitch kind of frequency in the background, and I hear it here and then. But it's easy to get confused with the dark side ascension, because that's what I think a lot of people, I think even like in a way the golden age is a dark side ascension trap, because if they're like, yeah, everything's going to be awesome, and but if you stay in time then you're not really doing the ascension, because you're going to be in a time-based reality, right? So I don't know. I think that's why living out of time on our homesteads is so valuable to do a true ascension, because we have to get rid of time. Otherwise,
And
we're,
I
it, you know, you can have flying cars and cities in the sky, but if you're still listening to an alarm clock every morning and getting up and going to work in your flying car and your, you know, gold chains and whatever they give us to keep us here, that's not true ascension. You're still a time-bound slave.
Right. And I will say, I am not very versed in all of the specific dimensions, up to, the 12, blah, 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 and all of that. So I used 5D just as an example. So if that was an incorrect statement, I apologize to all of those that are a little more studied than me. But the point was, getting off of the 3D was the point that I was getting at.
Yeah.
Shane, you got anything?
No, I think a lot of what Rob is talking about is right where he is on his ascension, and right where you're at on your ascension is the things that you're experiencing. And as you go through these different stages of ascension, of recalibrating and anchoring more light, you start to examine where you were at before and see what needed to change in that moment. And all of it is just an experience. Like for me, for example, I think I've said this before, is there are just, what I experience here now is just a frequency. You're either a lower frequency or you're a higher frequency. There is no such thing as the dark being in my reality, but that's the reality that I choose to participate in. Now, if I can sense the energetic exchange of someone that maybe not might not be happy, however, I can also choose not to participate with that. So I've actually removed the thought process and implant within my mind, within my subconscious, that the dark actually exists here on this planet. All I see is frequency, period. Now that's just where I'm at. But you're right. Now, as far as dimensions go, a dimension is another implant that's been put there that could, you, and when we're judging ourselves, like, have I gone, when you're asking yourself, have you gone, have I gone to 4D? Have I gone to 5D? How do I get to the 13th dimension? Well, without you even realizing what you're doing, you're actually creating a limitation within yourself that you're going to experience. Once you just learn to be a neutrality, like Rob said, which is perfect, perfect. Once you just learn to be a neutrality and in the moment, in that creative state, you can then, which is a blank slate, right? There's nothing there. Basically, I call that the place of nothingness. That's the creative state, a blank slate. I think Eckhart, was is his name, Eckhart Tolle,
Eckhart Tolle,
calls that the unmanifested state. I don't like that word, unmanifested. I like cre I'm in a creative state. When you're in that moment and you're anchoring that source energy, And over time, you learn to stay in that moment on this journey. You can create heaven on earth here, or an experience here. Now, I will if I can tell a story, and I'm not trying to take up too much of y'all's time
Oh,
here, but
no,
like
please.
for example, this morning I went to the Waffle House, and I'm sitting in Waffle House, and I'm sitting there, and this waitress comes up, so she's talking to me, and I'm looking around before she gets there, and I'm seeing all these happy families just, and I'm looking, and they're having so much fun, and I'm looking around, and on this journey, as well as y'all know, is the more you get on this journey, the more you experience. You start to feel like you're not human anymore because source energy, really, when you anchor, the more source energy you anchor, the more human attachments that you have of anything in this reality that can create a reaction within your mind. And so you understand how you have to remove all these attachments out of your, these frequencies out of your. So basically, you become to a state of being like you feel like you're not human. That's what, this is just my experience. I'm not trying to create anything with anybody. But as I'm sitting there in that state of, and she's talking to me, and I said to her, I said, wouldn't it, I said, I'm going to use this as an example and an experience to create a situation that gives her an aha moment. So I'm sitting there and I say, and I connect with source as she's talking to me. I said, is there one, do y'all have a whole lot of identical twins that come in? And she goes, "Where'd that come from?" I said, I said, "It just crossed my mind." She goes, "No, not too often, not too often." About 3 minutes later, two identical twins walk into Waffle House. She walked up to me and she says, "That is a cr how did she?" And she's like, she's looking at me puzzled. And I said, "You know," and it gives me an opportunity to see where she's at on this journey. I can tell that her frequency is of a higher frequency. I can tell that she's a being of light, but she says, isn't that kind of crazy how that happened? I said, yeah. Well, I said, why do you think that is? That's what I'll say. And she was like, I don't know, but God heard you. I'm like, yes, God did hear me because God is within me, and I connect to source. And so at my part of my journey, I have been able to learn how to create those aha moments, those experiences for myself. But at the same time, that is very exciting, right? I mean, when you can start creating realities and manifesting things into this reality and understanding what this reality is, it can be fun, but it's also very disconnecting from the rest of humanity. So as I look around the Waffle House, I see all these families laughing with each other, playing, they're sharing food, they're having so much fun, but I'm sitting there alone. Because this journey, at some point, as we all know, you become very, it can become, it has to become a very lonely journey. You have to remove yourself from anything outside of yourself so that you, because you understand that your purpose here is so much bigger than yourself. And that's where, when I can connect with other beings of light, like y'all, like Rob and Sunshine and whomever I can connect with, and I get, and they're seeking more knowledge, more wisdom. And when I can actually connect with these beings of light, connect with y'all, and then y'all are seeking and wanting to know more, and we're connecting and we're actually in the physical moment and we're out and experiencing, I can create those moments for people because they want to see it. Now, that's the key. The key is their perspective is open to wanting to experience it. And because they're seeking it, we then experience it. And it can be depending on how strong it is. On this journey, you will only receive as much as you can handle as when you start transitioning. So you can only receive so much at a time. And I understand that. And there are very, very extremely rules that come with this understanding. And that the one of those things Rob talked about is emotionally manipulating anybody, or creating a reality or a belief system within them that they will believe. Because when I was on this journey, and I'm trying to talk to people and find people, if somebody told me something, I believed it. And guess what happened? It came true. And I'm like, well, that had to be true because it came true. But now I can examine the past and look back and say, you know what? I created that experience for myself. And this is what this reality really is here in the now. We can anchor this energetic here on Earth. It's just up to us and how fast we want to experience it. It can be very uncomfortable. I told my story before. When I was first activated, I got it all at one time, and I was put into a psych ward and then into a rehab facility, and everyone thought I was on drugs and I lost my mind. They didn't know what was going on, Shane. But that
Yeah,
had to
it's
happen.
funny how that happens, because it's like that's when the same thing. Everybody's like, Rob's lost it, and I was like, no, I actually, for the first time in my life, I've got it. I quit drinking, I quit smoking, I quit doing drugs, and it's like people were okay, more okay with me doing all those things, thinking I'm just, that it's crazy that that's no, considered normal. But like when you stop all those things and you start speaking your actual truth, and people are like, oh no.
No,
No,
it's Rob. It can be a very, can be at some times it can be a very lonely walk on this journey. However, I will say this: I have come to a point now on this journey. And when you sent me that video to listen to, Sunshine, about Dolores Cannon, she said one of the things that we do on this journey is we think it's our responsibility to pull everyone forward. We try to pull our families forward. We try to talk. I mean, that's I did it. I went to everybody. I'm like, look, y'all have to understand. I'm understanding, and I still do it today. I'm understanding more and more of who I really am. And they're just like, Shane, do I need to give you a drug test? I'm like, okay. So a after a while, you just stop doing that, right? After a while, you stop doing that, and then you understand that. When we try to force people to see this, it creates a thought system within themselves that they emotionally get attached to, and they think about it for us, and they worry about it for us. And once you understand that that actually is what Q calls courting,
Courting.
that can affect your reality without them even realizing that they're affecting your reality.
Yeah,
So
that's
you
really
have to be
good.
very, very careful with who you share this with, how you share it. Now, me, over time, I have, I guess I'll call it ascending. It's called ascending here, but I have removed myself from it. I was in isolation for so long, so now I can stay there most of the time, and I only come here to participate, but. What I will say is now I can come back into this reality to assist others here on this planet. And I am of this planet. So I don't know what I'm saying. It might sound strange to some. It will resonate with others. However, it's just part of the journey of where I'm at. I do not get emotionally attached to anything. Oh, I take that back. I have some beautiful children here on this planet that I love. That I love dearly, and they have shown me the love frequency that and the support, and if anybody's listening right now that has younger children that are on this journey and they're trying to figure it out, listen to your kids. They're here to help you. They are here to help you. They will guide you. They are pure, authentic energy. They have they're coming in with all their capabilities. My two smaller children help me tremendously. Tremendously. So, yeah, it is fun, but it can be very challenging at times, as Rob said. But it still can be very fun. There's days, hey, Rob, there's days when I go out and I got, and when I go out, I'm experiencing and I think, and this thing shows. And when you allow Source to know that you're so consciously aware and you're communicating with Source and you're receiving these. You learn to decipher the codes and the messages that come to you in this reality, because this reality is really just a simulation, right? That's all it is.
And
And
that's
the
what
only
people don't
reason.
understand. And if you don't understand that you're creating it, but you think that you're not, like people don't understand that they are because they watch the news, they listen to politicians. But yeah, but so then you're creating it through your subconscious mind, which is like 95%. And it's really hard to stay conscious and realize like that's what happens. And the same thing with myself, that I went for a walk yesterday and I was like, Spirit, I need you to speak to me in ways I understand. And literally down by the creek in nature, I find a yo-yo on the ground. And I started laughing because a few days before I was listening to a Creation Lightship show, and Ron was talking about like emotions being a yo-yo up and down. And I had up and downs this week, and it was like they were happening, but I couldn't stop it because I was like, You know, it's in front of me and I'm working consciously aware. It's like when other people's pain bodies are jumping into you or something or attacking
Yeah,
you, however you want to look at it. And then I had some, so I had some really tough conversation really, and it was hitting me and I was like, I don't know how to stop it from leaking energy. And then I got a really good email about a job opportunity and I was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. And I'm like, fuck, they got me again. And I'm like, and so it's really hard to stay in neutral, you know, like, and so that's the thing is that it's tough, but it gets easier.
It
It
does.
does.
You know, Sunshine. Sunshine, she's created some beautiful things this week. You know, it's a very, 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 very amazing journey. And my passion comes from watching others experience. That's where my abundance comes from. That's where everything comes from for me. And now when I go out and when I wake up in the morning and I have my board meetings, I call them in. I'm actually thinking I've been inspired to actually start like a Zoom call with people and kind of, and I haven't put this out there yet, but, just a
You
Zoom
have
call with
now.
people. Well, and basically in the morning times, when you do it early in the morning, just connect with people on a Zoom call and just see where people are passionate about, not manipulate their reality. But say, hey, okay, this is what I do in the mornings, and then be consistent with it daily. I would be willing to put the time in daily to be consistent with it, and say, this is what I do. Now I want you to put what inspires you or excites you the most, and see if you can experience throughout this day. And then the next day we come back, and everybody talks about what they experience. And but actually, by connecting that way, people will actually start connecting the dots. It's all about connecting the dots, right? It's all about planting seeds. It's all about people wanting to know more. And so when I work with people now, what I do on this journey, the people are ready. They're ready. They have to be ready to hear it, right? So you have to be ready. You can't force them. What I do is I allow people to, they a lot of them say, well, you're the one that's doing this. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. I remove the limitation within their minds. I've removed that limitation. They actually are the ones that are doing it, but they think because I'm helping them that it's going to happen faster. They're actually the one creating it. And then I can help them examine back when they actually asked for it and see how they asked for it and then see how it got answered. And once they start to examine that to see how it happened, how they're actually the ones that created it. And I was just here. That's all I was. I removed the doubt. I helped remove the doubt within people's minds, and then they start creating instantly. And that's actually removing an implant. That's a form of removing those implants that Q talks about. It's such a beautiful journey for me because I can help people start to examine. They can start to examine how they do this. I plant seeds, and they're like, well, how does Shane do that? Well, how is Shane doing this? Can you show me how Shane's doing this? Well, I need to figure out how Shane's doing this. Now, if you wake up every day and you're on this journey, and you're seeking, and someone's saying, and you're saying to yourself, how is Shane doing this? How does Shane experience that? Everyone listening on this to this show right now is going to say, well, how is Shane actually doing this? If you actually keep that in your mind and then learn to stay aware in full awareness in the moment, the answer will come to you. All I did was plant the seed.
So give an example. I mean, you can make one up, but like give an example since people will be saying, okay, what does he mean?
Can I use you as an example?
You may.
You have already started creating in a positive state already. Just by wanting to connect with me and allowing me to assist you to stay in a higher frequency. You and Rob are already transitioning. I can watch it unfold. You're wanting to transition the show from where you're at to where you're going. You have said to me before, I want to get to where you're at. Right? Well, I'm like, well, you're already there. Everyone listening right now, you're already there. It's just up to you to remove the implants and the programming within your mind to experience how you're already there, to awaken to it. So, like for example, for you, Sunshine, you're transitioning, but you're transitioning at a pace that you can handle. You've actually asked your spirit to only allow you to receive what you can handle. Now, like I said earlier, if I tell Source, if I command my spirit to give me all that I am within I am at this moment, because this moment is the only moment that matters, it's going to happen. And it's going to happen to you in a way that if where you're at on your journey, if you're in the very beginning stages of this, it's going to come to you in an abrupt way. It's going to come to you in a way that maybe you don't prefer, but that is just an experience for you to recognize your words and your commands. Your words and your commands. Now, the if you like for example, what you say and what some of the people say is, I command my spirit to allow me to experience another level or another experience that's going to help me get more awareness within my heart, mind, body, and soul now. Or if I command my spirit to unlock the knowledge and wisdom that already exists within my heart, mind, body, and soul now, that's already there. I command it in this moment, at this moment, because I am the creator. I am the director. Give it to me now. You're gonna get what you ask for. You're getting what you ask for every day with the words you use and with the emotional attachments you're in. You're getting what you're asking for every day already. It's just up to you to be aware of how you're creating it daily. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. But I think it, because I'm in it. But for those that are not in it, like a visual, how does Shane do that? Or you can use an example of how does Sunshine do that? So,
Okay, here's another example.
okay.
If I come out and I say, I want to take down the corruption in the police department in my area. If I just say that out loud, the universe is going to listen, Source is going to listen, and they're going to say, okay, we're going to give you experience to do that. You could get arrested. You could go inside that jail and you're like, what's going on here? I don't know why I'm being arrested. Well, it's up to you to examine how you created that. Most people think it's just unfair. They don't realize that they're the ones actually creating the experience. Does that make sense?
It does.
Does that make, I mean,
I guess, go ahead.
examining your past without attachments on this journey in the very beginning stages of this journey. It is you at some point you'll lose all attachments to anything of this reality as you go into the ascension process. Now I only experience the highest frequency. I only experience what I choose to experience, but I only experience things from a frequency of love. And that doesn't mean that I don't have people that come into my reality that aren't very happy. When those people come into my reality that aren't very happy, I actually ask myself, what did I ask for to experience this with this person in this reality at this moment? Because this moment is the only moment that matters. Did I command my spirit to put someone in my path this morning that I could help with the tools and everything that I have within me now? And if I did do that, and this person of a lower frequency comes into my reality, I don't see her or him as a dark frequency. If they come into my reality, I know I asked for them. And then I just have to be patient and see how I can help, if I can help, if they are open to helping. Sometimes helping those people in the moment takes a little while. They have to see something within you that they want. And I think they talked about that in that video you
The
sent me that
video.
you, yeah, he actually says it's not your responsibility to grab them from one earth and pull them into the other. It's your responsibility to be that higher frequency and allow them to see it. And then they see something they want. And then they actually give you permission because they come up to you and they say, well, what do you do to stay happy? That right there is them giving you permission to actually assist them here in this reality.
There's a scripture in the Bible that, there's a lot of good in there. It was all twisted around, but there's some good stuff in there. And it says, it's in the context of a wife and husband situation. And it says that the woman, the wife, will win her husband by her lifestyle. If he's a non-believer, so let's just put it into our reality. If he's a non-believer in the ascension process and that we are light beings, et cetera, and so forth, and maybe the wife is, you win them over with your lifestyle, not your nagging, not your beating them over the head with the, you can't do that, that's not right. It's they see the change in you, and then they're like, you're different and you're beautiful. And I used to do this, and you would get so mad at me, and now it doesn't faze you. That's kind of, if I'm not mistaken, Shane, what you're kind of trying to say is it's a lifestyle thing. It's you're making this, you're working on yourself, and then the frequency that you're operating at, the vibration that you're at, is what people are drawn to. People will walk up to me and say those things like what you're saying, Shane. They'll be like, what's different about you? There's something different about you. I had somebody ask me several years ago, when I was in Alaska, several years ago. They said, are you always like this? And I'm like, I don't understand. Well, you're always happy and you're always effervescent, and I can't remember some of the other words they said. And I'm like, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's me. And so people notice, and people tend to want to follow what their heart yearns for, not what they're be being beat over the head with. So I don't know if that helps.
Yeah, I mean, and Rob said it perfectly earlier. He quit drinking, he quit doing the things that he did. And those people no longer, they're like, well, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? Well, Rob increased his frequency, and the universe says in the prime creation, they say, okay, he's amping up his frequency. He's getting it going. He's getting it started. Now these people are falling away from him, and he's just letting them go, and they don't understand why he's just walking away from them. Well, it's not that he's actually walking away. Well, he is in a way, but in a way, it's the frequencies no longer match. So therefore, those people are falling off. And Rob is actually attracting other outside frequencies that match his frequency on this journey to at where he's at that time to come closer to him. It's more acceptable. So they're sitting here, and Source is just watching frequency. He doesn't see us down here as human beings. He's, oh, this person's got this frequency, this person's got this frequency, this person's got this frequency. Well, we need to
No,
match them with this and this and this,
no.
right? So it's a it's a frequency match. It's so much.
Yeah,
It's
and
so
they
much.
sense. Go ahead. Go
No, go
ahead.
ahead.
No, they sense. Go
No.
ahead.
No, you go.
Rob. No, you go. Okay, I'm going.
Rob.
I'm going. Sunshine's sunshine. I'm coming in hot.
My controls. That's flight thing.
That's right. My controls, hands off.
Yeah.
I've got the plane. I really think it would be helpful, Shane, if you would be willing, and if not, it's okay. If we could do a command that we could do with everybody, and let's just make it focused on financial means, like their financial means being met, because with the way the world is right now, there's a lot of people that are struggling. And if we could do a command on the show that would help, explain it, lead up to it, and then explain it, and then do it. Then maybe we could help people start manifesting some things, like kind of what you're talking about. Is that something you'd be interested in doing?
Well, I mean, yes, but I would like to break it down to your way of
Please.
energetics.
Please.
Okay, so we will
Please.
do the command. However, this is what I want people to understand, that when you do this, it can be a little bit, sometimes a gradual process. So when we say this command, what I want people to understand is, I'll do the command. We'll do the command first. Okay. I command
I
prime
commit.
creation.
Can we repeat after you?
Yeah. I
Okay, so
command prime creation.
I command prime creation.
To allow me to experience
To allow me to experience
the energetic exchange
the energetic exchange.
that money creates in a positive way here and now.
That money creates in a positive way here and now.
I command prime creation
I command prime creation.
To allow me to experience
To allow me to experience
all forms
all forms
of energetic exchange
of energetic exchange
in abundance
in abundance
that money creates.
that money creates.
I command prime creation
I command prime creation
to give me all that I am
to give me all that I am
in this experience right now.
in this experience right now.
In five, four,
Five,
three,
three, two,
two, one,
one.
now.
Now.
Okay. Now it is so, it is so. Now, what I want people to understand is when you do that, and look, everyone can change that command in ways that they like it, that
Yes.
resonates with them. So I'm
Yes.
asking for the energetic exchange that money creates
Okay.
within themselves. Whatever they experience, a positive. So now, whenever you do that command, envision a moment where you received a present, a gift of money. You experience that feeling and allow that to come to me. Now, what I will say is this. If you do that and then you go and you out and you go driving and you look down and you find a dime, that's a form of abundance. That's an energetic exchange. You pick it up, and then the first thing you do is you say, I'm so grateful for this experience.
I
Thank
found
you
a
for
dollar this
allowing.
week.
Yeah.
I found a nickel.
Hey. Thank you for allowing me to experience that energetic exchange. I want more and more and more and more of that.
Yeah,
So you're
it's
acknowledging,
good.
you're creating this, communication process with your spirit that is unique to you
Yeah, that's really
in
good. That's
your
good.
own way. There is no book that can teach someone how to do this. You need to go within yourself and organically feel it and understand it. Now, what I will say is this, is the universe and source really doesn't understand money. It understands energetics and the feelings that it creates.
Good.
The feeling that it creates. And what you put out is what you give back. So when you pick that dollar up, Rob, you say, thank you, source, for allowing me to, I would say, thank you, spirit, for allowing me to receive this dollar here. Now let me pass it on to this person. And I walk by somebody and say, hey, I got something for you. And I hand it to them. They're like, oh, thank you so much. And then you keep walking. Then there's a 10.
Right.
Right. Then now you're playing with source. You're playing with your spirit. And believe it or not, once you develop that relationship of playing, source wants to play with you just as much as you want to play with source.
That's
And you're
good.
opening up so much more awareness. So when I do these things like that, these things tend to come to me faster and faster. And they're like, oh, we just want to play. We just want to play. We just want to play. So when I wake up in the mornings now, I get out of bed. I say, all right, spirit, I'm ready to play with you today. Let's go out and play. This world is our playground. This earth is our playground. The universe is our playground.
Right.
I'm so excited to play with you. Are you excited to play with me? And if you don't hear anything back, say it again. I said, are you excited to play with me today, spirit? And they'll say, yes, we're so excited. Okay, let's go, let's go, let's go. And then
Right.
you go out and you're expecting to play. You're putting it out there that you're going to play. Now, when something comes across your path and they're ready to play, well, find a way to play from the heart, right?
Right. And it's
So.
not just financial energetic
No.
exchange. It's everything. It's like, Rob, when you and Bertie and I, we see license plates or we see
Right.
signs on the side of a van, or mine is music. It sometimes at work, every song we play, I just start giggling. I'm like, I hear you. Up, I hear you. You know,
Yeah.
that kind of thing.
And you have to understand that there's so much that money can't buy. And like I've heard this thing this week and I liked it. It's like money doesn't make you wealthy. Being wealthy attracts money because then you're going to know how to
Yes.
spend it better. Like I had to laugh because where I live, there's this giant chunk of gold. Somebody spray painted, there's a big rock on somebody's like wherever, kind of on the lawn or whatever. And they spray painted it gold. And I realized, like, if that was real gold, Like, what am I going to do with this? It's so huge and heavy. I can't carry it anyway. Can I chip parts of it off? What am I going to do with it? I found it, and now I have to hire a team to protect it. Like, money just creates all this stuff. It's like, I'm like, I just rather go for a walk. Like, and so when you think about like the amount of energy it takes to extract a resource, which is gold or anything like that, it's like our spirit is the real gold. Our like Shane said, our ability to go play. And that's so circling back to how we started the show. Jesus used to say the kingdom is within, and it's like, a new heaven and a new earth. It shall not come through observation. Nothing's going to change except for inside. So the world might still see the same. So you can sit there and you can look at, the slums and just say, those are perfect. Whatever the decision made to that to get to that point, that's perfect. Source sees it in perfection based on whoever wanted to experience those things. And so maybe that's not the best analogy, but it's not like, I don't think it's going to be this crazy separation where it's like, oh, the earth's peeling apart, hold on to your horses. Maybe it will be, maybe it won't be, but I don't think so. I think it's just you're going to change your frequency, or if that's what you want to call it. I think it's more not really changing your frequency, because your frequency is your frequency. You're going to get more spirit in your body. You're going to make more heart-based decisions, and you're going to just say, that old world doesn't resonate with me so much anymore. And like yesterday, I went on a motorcycle ride, and it's like, I was, no, doesn't matter where I go, that's man-made. It's like, this stuff looks old. Like, it looks ancient. Like, this gas station looks ancient. This building, like, it could be a brand new building, but it doesn't look new to me. It looks like this. It just has this weird feeling to me about it, So it's just the unnatural world starts not resonating as much anymore.
And watch what happens now, Rob. Tomorrow you're going to go out and you're going to be running around and they're going to be painting that building. And you're going to say, wow. Wow, that was so much fun. That was amazing. I love that. Every word you speak matters. I've already broke your swear words. I mean, by saying hello, I love you. We're already broke our swear words. It's just learning how to use those swear words. Learning how to use those swear words is the key. With the heart, with your heart and authenticity.
Well,
Thank you for allowing
and
me to play
really,
with y'all today.
yeah, and really quickly too, is I think that a lot of misconceptions around ascension, like, and Ron spoke about that, so we could maybe pick up there next week, is that like you have to clear out the densities of your body. Like, smiling at people, it's fun to play and everything, but if going to church every weekend, smiling, donating, and you could be the best person in the world, but if you haven't cleaned the judgments and the densities and everything out of your genetic cellular memory and your DNA, you're not going to be ascending. So you have to do the work. It's not just like, oh, so there's a lot of misconceptions, and I think maybe if you want, we can pick it up there next week. But you have to do the work, whatever modality works for you, but you got to get the judgments and densities out of your DNA, and I think that's really what it is,
Right. No, I
Shane,
agree.
you have
Thank
any?
thank you, Sunshine. I just want to thank both of y'all for allowing me to be a part of this today. It was so much fun, and
Absolutely.
it's amazing. Thank you. I'm
Always thank you
grateful.
as well.
Always fun. Always fun to have both of you on. You both are always welcome anytime. Anytime, just let me know. It's been a beautiful show, and I want to thank you for your input. And everybody, we are in transition with Whiplash Talk. This might have been a little bit of a whiplash for you. That's okay. And we are light and we are love. And I just want to encourage everybody to try that command and put it to work and see what it does for you. I love you both. Rob, I love you. Shane, I
Love
love
you too.
you.
Love you all.
I love all my listeners. T, you're my favorite T in the universe. And VBS Radio, we couldn't do this without you. Thank you, subscribers. I really, really appreciate your support. Much love to everyone, and we'll see you soon next week on Whiplash Talk on VBS Radio. Sunshine out.
Bye.
Bye.